This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. To the sound and tune, voices, cheers to the stars and moon. Cereal with more cartoons, movie posters in our room. There's a rocket and a rolling and a moving and a brewing, cause they got nothing on me. I was chilling with the women and the heroes and the villains, getting stoned by a Christmas tree. We was jamming in the slammers with a pool, shooting cannon like the Cowboys on TV. When it's all said and done, by the end of the day, we all press play to change.
Welcome back for another mailbag.
That's
right, guys. We are here with your emails to answer and now your voicemails, because I put it out on our Patreon and now we are announcing it worldwide to everybody. We now have the BMR hotline that you can call and your voicemails can be answered right here on our mailbag. So now there's two ways to get on the show. Email and voicemail. The email is thisshowistrash@gmail.com and the voicemail number is 262-757-8567. So jump in, man. On the next mailbag, you could hear your voice right here on the show. But we're going to start with an email first before we get to our first voicemail.
Well, do you know what else they can do, James?
We don't have to talk about physical mail every single time. We only have a few minutes.
Okay.
Here we go. This one comes in from Ronald Anderson. I love when
I know this guy.
Ronald.
Yes. He says, hey, BMR gang, due to my busy songwriting schedule, I've been hired to write an entire album for a 14-year-old girl from Beverly Hills.
Wow.
That's pretty cool,
dude. Good for you, man.
It's awesome. I will say it still hasn't gotten away from me catching every episode of the show. You guys have shown nothing but love to me, and I'm easy to contact if you need anything. Listening to the last mailbag, Bob had me feeling guilty for not adding myself to the Patreon family only a few bucks.
He was intense.
He was getting on that thing.
He was just like, do it. What's the matter with you?
What's wrong with you?
By the time you guys read this, I'll be added. Last but not least, this is wrestling related. In high school, me and a bunch of friends were either Team NWO or D-Generation X. I was Team NWO, and we would go to any DX member's classroom and jump them. I love this.
Nice.
They would have freaking rush-ins like it's a wrestling match in the middle of math class. Oh, my God. Oh, the NWO has run into algebra. It's a slobber knocker. I love it. So my question to anyone who was or still into wrestling, who was better, DX or NWO? I'm only asking because you guys have multiple episodes with wrestling references, names being mentioned, and movies with wrestlers included. Love you guys. Ron Anderson. Now, Ron, unfortunately, on the one where you got this email, I think I'm probably the only one that was watching wrestling back when it was NWO D-Generation X. I know you guys have gotten into it recently.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I know you're not ever been a big wrestling guy, but I will answer this question for you. And, you know, Bob will probably have his opinion next time we have Bob on here. But I'll always be an NWO guy over D-Generation X, just because at the time of the Monday Night Wars, I was firmly in WCW camp. I know, like, the Attitude Era was big in WWF, and I definitely liked Stone Cold and those guys, but I was more a mark for the old school guys, Macho Man, Hogan, and all those guys. Flair were on the WCW side. Woo. So NWO, Kevin Nash, I met that dude. He was awesome, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. So NWO for life for me, brother. Thank you for writing in.
All right, thanks, guys, Ronald.
You want to rack up our first voicemail ever?
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. Don't forget, guys, you can call in yourself.
Let's go.
262-757-8567. Here we go is our first voicemail.
Bad Movies Rule Crew, this is Donnie Miles, Donbo71 in the Discord. Just wanted to try to be the first one to call the BMR hotline. You guys are doing a great job. Appreciate everything you do. Have a good time listening to the podcast every week. Jennifer Garner's not that hot.
Thank you. Play this thank you.
Just because. Guys, have a good one.
Oh, that's from. Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate you, brother.
There it is.
Thanks, Donnie. You're correct.
Donnie Miles, one of our patrons is on the Discord. Love that guy. I love how he just has to get that last shot in there. With Jennifer Garner's on, and immediately Lauren's like, thank you. Yes. Thank you. That is correct.
Preach it.
That is the right answer. You've been very adamant about this Jennifer Garner thing that's been ongoing now on the show for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know what everybody's got against her.
Well, Sandra Bullock's a lot better looking.
Oh, well, are those our only two options?
No, I'm just saying.
All right. Let's get back to the email just before we get in yet another Jennifer Garner argument here on the show. This email comes in from Charlie Francois. Says, hey, BMR crew, you are my go-to podcast when working out or cooking dinner. And having you guys read out our awards has become a ritual for me and my wife. Thanks, Charlie. Always brings it, man. On his awards, too. And if you guys remember, his wife is a film producer herself, so always has good takes when she's included in here. I discovered the podcast on TikTok with clips from the Waterworld episode. That movie's one of my all-time favorites, so I'm glad you rehabilitated it. Yeah, I think it's got a bad reputation out there, Charlie, for sure. I know I've mentioned this before, but I hope y'all will do my number one BMR soon, Con Air. Clint's both fists up in the air.
Yeah. Have you seen that, Lauren?
Put the bunny back in the box.
That's right. I love it. Cameron Poe, baby.
This is good stuff right there,
good
dude.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I would love to do Con Air at some point. I think we should do Con Air on one of our big episodes, like 150, 200, 250.
Yeah. I'm in.
One of those big ones for
sure. Sign me up.
We'll get you in there. He goes, barely sensible plot, massive explosions, all-star cast, epic soundtrack. It's perfect fit for the... I agree. What's not to like about Con Air? Have you seen Con Air, Lauren?
No. Oh,
never?
My gosh.
No.
Lauren.
I've actually never heard of it.
Oh my gosh. Con Air?
She would fall asleep.
No.
No.
It would take 12 days. Come on. It would take 12 days to watch it, but you'd watch it.
The question I have for you guys, I think we can all agree that 2023 was the year of the fall of Elon Musk. The man went from Tony Stark to Michael Scott in a handful of months. Given how great The Social Network was and how much more spectacular Musk is than Zuckerberg, I can't wait for the eventual movie about a biopic. My wife and I have been discussing who should make the movie, searching for a director, star, actor pair that would make this work. My wife says Leo would be a great Musk, which makes Scorsese an obvious choice for director, making the movie a gritty 3-hour-long drama from the emerald mines of Zambia to burning remains of a SpaceX rocket in South Texas. I think it should be a dark comedy, and I agree with DiCaprio, but let Adam McKay direct it. He's shown some great political satire chops with Vice, and he's already worked with Leo in Don't Look Up. Seems like a perfect choice to me. Do you guys have an opinion? Who is best suited to give these tech CEOs the reckoning they have coming? Keep up the good work, Charlie Francois.
Well, we're still waiting on Elon to email us back about sponsorship, so we're not going to comment. No.
We're trying to get some of that SpaceX money, you know what I'm saying? Get that Tesla green up in the BMR studios here.
I know that when I'm going to play Fortnite, I always link up with Starlink.
This is not the point where we're selling my electric cars.
No, I suppose not. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No. I'm thinking about buying a Tesla.
I think Leo would be great. I think Leo is probably the choice. If I want to pick somebody just to be different, I think somebody that's got chops that doesn't get much of a chance to flex them as Leo does is Bradley Cooper. I think Bradley Cooper could play Elon Musk with obviously the right haircut and everything. I think he could do a good job. I want to see him get more cracks at those kinds of roles personally.
I could see that.
Yeah. Now, as far as what director I'd like to do it, I think that we could go very far afield here and imagine what a biopic about Elon Musk directed by Quentin Tarantino would look like.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Because he plays fast and loose with history and what actually happened anyway. And he'll have him riding a rocket fighting space aliens.
Can we just say we would see Elon Musk seducing an alien?
That's what I'm saying, dude. We wouldn't have to stick to the reality of whatever actually happened. It would just be like semi-based on true events, but really it's just what Quentin wants to do in the movie. Starring Bradley Cooper, that's the movie I want to see. I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts other than that.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Leo and stuff? Yeah. I don't know why I'm such a Leo freak. I don't know
Leo's what it is man. About him.
But yeah. I think it's probably the right choice.
It probably is a way better choice. But
well, he did that, the airplane one.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
No. It was... Where he was the guy who...
The Aviator.
The Aviator.
Yeah.
That, and he did really good in that.
That's what I'm saying.
He played super eccentric. He's
like a mogul, right? Yeah. So.
The Spruce Goose, one of my favorite planes when I was a kid.
Charlie, good call. I think you actually gave us the right answer, which is why maybe we didn't have much left to go with, but it never apologized for being right. And I do think the other one would be fun, but I think Scorsese and Leo is probably the way to go on
this. I got it.
Sure.
John Cena.
Nobody would see the movie.
That's right. You couldn't even see him, man. Let's go back to our voicemail here and catch another one here.
This is the one and only JP Dozier. Guys, I just wanted to say that y'all are always amazing. You honestly got me through a really hard time last year when my son had his accident and lost a few toes.
Yikes.
And, you know, I was able to get through it listening to you guys and making me laugh and all that. Everybody listening, James is always saying, come on, join the Patreon, donate, you know, even though he says
$3
gets you into the Discord, you want the 10, you want the full Patreon experience.
Let's go, JP.
All the episodes, to be able to vote, to be able to be a part of the show. With your submissions and all that. Join the Discord. We're all an awesome group of people.
That's right.
Even Bob, you know, whatever. we give Bob shit, but, you know, he's still a good guy. I don't know why people give him shit. I like Bob.
Because he's the little brother. Whatever.
That's right.
But you want to be a part of it. We're all an awesome group of people talking about not just bad and good movies, but games, TV shows, just everything in general.
Yeah.
Be a part of it. Help support these guys. They're awesome. What else are you going to do? You know, listening to the show. You want to be a part of it.
That's right.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it now.
Get down now. All right, whatever. Anyway, y'all have a good one. And can't wait for the next episode.
Ah, JP.
JP for publicist.
Your check's in the mail.
That dude was going to roll out here with a Patreon commercial, but I appreciate
Let's
that,
Let's just
man.
Use that for our ad. Just run that.
Dude, he is right, though, about the Discord and that we don't just talk about movies, but, man, we get up to talking about just about everything on
we
there.
We do some fun stuff on there.
Good stuff. Absolutely. There's all kinds of, I mean, the sports talk channel is going crazy. The horror movie channel's gone nuts on there.
Games talk is always going.
Even the pun chat, there's people just
that's always going too.
Stuff on there too. It's good, man. So yeah, JP, dude, you always bring it, brother. Thank you for reaching out with the voicemail there. And you know what? I think Clint nailed this. Why we keep giving Bob crap? He's my little brother. That's why, right?
Yep.
You know, we got to. We have to do it, man. I'm obligated as his big brother to continue to do so. You know how it goes. Next email comes from Vince Hines. Vincent says, hello all. Glad to be back after I got to participate in Once Bitten. I was a little nervous to be fair, but enjoyed it nonetheless. I came with reviews from my wife to some movies you have done. If understanding one might be controversial. My wife enjoyed and laughed at The Boyfriend School. I waited because I looked like you were going to say something, and then he doesn't.
Staring at it right.
Do you want to?
It's like it's right in front of me here. I see every time I'm looking at the side of this case as The Boyfriend's goes like,
yeah.
Do you want to be even more disappointed with me and Lauren?
You love that movie.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Lauren thinks that movie's great.
And I didn't think it was that bad.
And you guys are get mad at me when I say that your taste in movies is suspect. Okay.
I'm just saying, as far as chick flicks go, it wasn't like the worst.
And she laughed and enjoyed Mr. Nanny. She also
that was a fun one.
That's much more reasonable.
Love that.
Yes,
love that.
She also loved Werewolves Within, Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah,
and Evil Dead 2.
Yep.
She isn't a movie watcher, so while I'm looking to watch the backlog also, she wants to see them too, which is nice. Yeah, see, this is something you guys should do together. BMR, helping marriages.
Skip. Check out Hands of Steel.
I said bringing couples together.
Yeah. That's what's
Skip
up.
Yeah. Buckaroo Banzai. Skip it.
Yeah, that one's not really worth it.
Don't skip
Hands of Steel. I was just Robot thinking that. Jocks,
make sure you watch Hands of
Mega
Steel.
Megaforce.
Go, do it.
Charles wants you to watch Space Truckers.
Space Truckers is legit. Check it out.
And he says, as always, I will support the podcast and hope to vote again with you all till next time. Vince, thank you, brother. Great email, dude.
Yeah, Charles, him talking about it so much convinced me to go check out Space Truckers. It's pretty entertaining.
You watched it, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a fun movie.
Nice. All right, let's go back into the well for another voicemail and see who's next.
Hey, this is Chris Cordray. I don't know if you can hear that rain in the background, but it is a dark and stormy
I hate day. You.
The only thing missing is it's not night yet, and this is not San Francisco Chinatown, and I am not eating a giant sub but chewing with my mouth open for Clint Black.
All right, fine.
Clint Black.
I'm going to check out this voicemail service. I was hoping it'd be an automated service where you know, kind of press 1 for what's the weather in Burlington? Press 2 if you want to hear.
30 degrees right now.
Bob, Ultimate Warrior Military Pressing. Dr. Ryan Matala, through a table.
Pause.
What?
He's got a military press you through a table.
In his fantasy, he wants to be able to listen to the audio of Bob military pressing you specifically through a table.
I'm simultaneously honored and kind of creeped out.
I thought you were going to go with honored and aroused personally, but okay.
That's the third.
Anyways, I guess the only thoughts I have left are, what about FUBAR Season 2?
Oh, Mark
Schwarzenegger. The King. What about if the main villain for Season 2, hear me out, Bruce Campbell?
Oh,
his
yeah.
Plotted, throughout the series, the CIA, the history, Bruce Campbell has always been the bad guy.
Right.
And Arnold has broken every bone in his body. Helicopter wrecks, car crashes, everything. He's just never been able to kill him. And the one bone he has never broken, that beautiful chin.
I
think it's got something.
I maintain
that. Care. Later,
Chris. Thank you, brother.
What if Arnold punches him in the face at a younger age, and that's what actually
makes the chin.
Yeah.
He's dimpled it. Right?
He pulls what's that dude's name that got that jaw reconstruction?
Yes.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah, he pulls an Efron.
That Zac Efron and Bruce Campbell should have a chin battle now.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous. And then bring in Jim Carrey's character for Me, Myself, and Irene.
The only problem with that, if they have that, is like, you know, if Efron wins, he'd have to have the asterisk for.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
performance enhancing.
Chins.
Did you watch FUBAR Season 1?
Oh, my.
No, yeah. No. So
you know what happened? We started an episode of it, and we got 3 minutes in, and she fell asleep.
Oh, well, that happens.
Yeah.
Lauren's a notorious sleeper that's why we said Con Air would take her 12 days to finish. But it's all good.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get you there. Next email comes in from Brandon Foor. I think it's Foor. It's F-O-O-R. Hey, James and the gang, listen often and go back to old classics every now and then. Just a quick hello to say I'm finally home. I found my people, he says. Thanks, man. People just like me, a whole group of friends who all believe Steven Seagal is the worst human ever in existence.
He is.
Yeah, let's go. Oh. Heath Ledger, Philip Seymour Hoffman, that one really famous extra from Lord of the Rings, so many wonderful actors gone too young, and we still have Steven Seagal on the face of this planet.
It's true.
Or my suggestion for the list is Black Dawn. That is my proof. So glad to finally be home. Love you guys. Keep it up, and we'll all keep listening. B4 P.S. I don't think that famous extra from Lord of the Rings movie died. I was just trying to make a point. All right, buddy. Brandon, that was a great email, dude. Thank you, brother. And I agree. We'll literally trash Seagal every chance that we get on the show. So if you enjoy that, keep on listening.
Fat or thin, that man cannot act.
No.
It's true.
It's not. That's regardless of which, it's not going to be good.
Wow.
What do you got for me? You looking up something? Is this Black Dawn?
Black Dawn. 3.8 on IMDb.
3.8?
Jonathan Cold returns. This time, he goes undercover to stop a group of terrorists before they bomb Los Angeles.
Oh, who stars in this? Is this a Seagal movie?
Seagal.
Oh, Brandon. All right, I'll watch it.
It's in his chubby phase before he was proper fat.
Oh, it was Chubb. It's like halfway
2006,
there. 2006. Chubby Seagal.
He was halfway there.
All right.
Living Brandon, on a prayer.
We'll put it on there, dude. I'll add another Seagal movie. We should probably do another Seagal movie sometime soon.
Yeah.
Got to keep the hatred alive.
Got to keep it. Got to keep it going. Here, going back to the voicemail. Here we go.
Dear Bad Movies Rule, this is Cam Sully. What do you guys f-ing rule? Ask yourselves that question. I think I can know the answer. It's just because you guys don't lie. You don't hold back. You're full of endless energy and a lovely roundtable discussion. Thank you for being a badass podcast.
Cam Solly. Thanks, you. Cam. Thank you, brother. Do you really want us to answer the question? Why do we rule?
We need that on a t-shirt. Bad movies rule. Badass podcast.
That's right. We yeah. appreciate that, buddy. We have a lot of fun here. I don't know if I'd say we rule. I think we're the worst movie podcast ever created, which is why we say that in almost every episode. But I appreciate that there's some people out there that seem to enjoy what we're doing, and that's cool.
That's what it's all about, just to come around and have some fun. And
that's right.
If other people can enjoy us and have some fun.
We have like...
Make some people laugh.
We do very little research. Our production quality is it's not like top-notch. We're shooting stuff on phones. You know, it's kind of a shoestring operation here to a certain extent. But I think what's worked for us is just that, you know, the chemistry in the room, you can't fake that. And we've been on each other for a long time and we're all friends. And I think that helps out. But I'm glad you guys are listening. Let's go back for another one.
If it's good, and everything I give you is gold. No, I'm just messing around. I don't know. Bored, I figured I'd call this thing. I am soon enjoying cruising the streets of L.A. And I've been in traffic for about an hour now. And I've gone 1.2 miles. And, yeah, I just didn't know what else to do. So I figured I'd call. Love you guys. God, you never should have given us this number.
You never should have gave us this number. I don't know who that is. They didn't say who they were.
Yeah.
They're just going to call.
But they're just calling and left us a voicemail, that's so right. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope he got out of traffic, all right? I hope he's probably not still sitting there.
No, dude. 1.2 miles after sitting that long?
That's painful.
I just love how he's like, you guys never should have gave out this number.
You know what that reminds me of is the Italian Job. When he's sitting there smoking cigarettes and he looks up at the billboard and he's sitting in traffic and it's like he sees the number counting for people that died from cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets there and he's like, 12 people died in traffic from cigarettes.
I haven't seen the Italian Job in forever, man. Next email comes out from David Schleibel. Schleibel? How would you pronounce that?
Schlegul.
Schlegul.
No.
Salutation. Which I think is spider talk for sup.
A little bit of Charlotte's Web for you.
I've been driven to contact y'all because one of my favorite movies of all time is severely underviewed, and damn it, I cannot stay my thumbs in typing this email.
Is it The Net?
No, it's not. Escabana in the Moonlight.
Oh.
Do you know this
seen
one?
It.
Yeah. You've the 30-point yep. buck.
Yep.
is a fantastic film that was directed, produced, written, and acted by none other than our very own Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. Several people I know are of the strong opinion that it's a bad movie, but it's fun. My wife doesn't care for it either, but she hasn't even seen Shawshank Redemption. So what does she
what
know?
What does she know?
What?
I mean, I don't know your wife.
With an IMDb of 6.2, Rotten Tomato score of 50%, and only grossed $2 million, I think this would be a fit on the show. If not, it should be at least be in good movies that are good. It's a classic in my family and a good representation of times at what Deer Camp in the North Woods of Wisconsin and the UP was growing up, including the alien sightings and spoiled Brussels sprouts. Love the show. Bob can suck a banana pop and hope you can cover this movie. Dave Schleibel. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
That's a wonderful suggestion.
I've seen that movie. Yeah. Your dad introduced me to it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so you guys both like it?
It would work on the show.
It's trash.
It would definitely work on the show. It would definitely be a
movie that rules.
It'd be a great episode. All right. I'm just going to say.
All right. I'd be down for it.
And it's Jeff Daniels. I mean.
I thought you guys were more into his brother Jack.
So?
What? Terrence Melvin writes in. He says, hey guys, longtime listener, first time emailer. Let's go, Terrence.
What's up, Terrence?
I found you guys on YouTube Shorts and said I had to check you out on Spotify. I listened and fell in love. I looked through your catalog and saw movies that thought I only knew of, like Remo Williams, all the American Ninja movies, all the Iron Eagles.
Yes. All the good ones right there.
That's right. Ice Pirates.
Yeah.
I know.
Die in a that fire. One.
And Armed and Dangerous, many more. I have some recommendations. To keep up with a John Candy motif, I recommend Who is Harry Crumb? Summer Rental and Delirious.
Summer Rental is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. That's the one where they end up in the wrong house at first, right?
Go faster. Yep. You faster.
And he ends up like in a sailing competition, I think.
Oh, no, you're thinking of...
Oh, no, that's Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors.
But no, yeah, no, that's the sailing competition where they throw the... They end up throwing all the
all the stuff off,
food and stuff out, and they hang his pants for more sale.
Yes,
yeah,
that's the one. Also, there is a James Belushi and a John Ritter movie called Real Men. What do you think? P.S. I always remembered a movie about an elite fighting force that had vehicles that can fly and had some kind of camouflage. Would any of you know it? You guys put a name to it, of course. I'm talking about Megaforce.
Megaforce.
Thanks, there we go. Keep up the good work. We brought back to his memory
Megaforce.
It's like, I feel like there was a movie that was a toy commercial.
So as for the John Candy movies, who is Harry Crumb? I loved that movie as a kid. I have not seen it in a long time. That's on the list already.
We did a trailer reaction to that one, I think.
We did.
Right?
Summer Rental is on there. And then Delirious, I'll make sure, is on there if it's not already. That's another one, late night cable I saw back in the days. But yeah, big time John Candy fan. So thanks, man. I appreciate that, brother. Next email comes in from Jeff. He says, hey, been a while since my last email. I just wanted to write back to say love the show. And as you know, I joined the Patreon and the Discord. And I have to say, I'm enjoying all of it with the new shows, the after show discussions, trailer reveals, and even games you guys play like Did You Pay Attention? Remember when we played that game?
Oh, we should do that game again.
And I totally forgot the one chick's name.
Were you paying attention? The reason, so I'll talk about that for a second. He goes, have to say to everyone that isn't signed up to please consider because the content is excellent. So thanks, Jeff. We'll get to the rest of your email in a second here. Yeah, we used to do a game on Patreon called Were You Paying Attention? And the joke of it was, is they just spent 2 hours talking about a movie, plus they watched it sometimes multiple times, and yet they probably can't answer simple and basic questions about the film. And oftentimes that was true.
Yeah.
I still, when we watch movies now for this, I will like pay attention to little facts because of that. Because I'm like, James is going to ask me.
At some point I'm going to bust it back out. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. The thing is like we didn't get any response to it. So we did about eight or nine. Yeah. I don't know if people watch. We don't really viewer metrics on Patreon to be able to see like views and stuff, but just not a lot of like comments or anything.
We could do some polls on Patreon.
And at the time too.
Or, I mean,
and then it stopped. Yeah. Like we stopped putting those out.
Yeah.
And that one single person was like, hey, where it happened to that game show you guys used to do? I really like that.
I got you.
So that's, but if you guys want us to bring it back, I just need to hear from you guys to tell us that you want us to bring that back on the Patreon. Because I had a fun time doing it. I think it was always
fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It's a little more work on your part, but you know.
But I don't care.
I don't care if James has to do more work, guys.
Yeah, who cares?
No, not at all. I've been going through the back catalog. This is back to Jeff here. And it's fun seeing how the show has progressed all the way from the origins of the garbage can, which was in Spy Hard, the trope button, which was in Time Cop, and the counter introduced by Joe on Short Circuit 2, just to name a few. In my last email, I recommended the movie The Barbarians, starring the Barbarian Brothers, and I'm just going to give you a little spoiler alert for when it's finally picked. I think he's really wanting us to do this because he's laying a seed here that I think... It says, in the movie, there is an arm wrestling scene that involves George Eastman, who played Raul Morales in Hands of Steel.
Oh.
That guy's like, Raul Morales is the strongest. He's like, you're a loser. Arm wrestles again in this movie.
Why don't you take some toilet paper since you're pooping your pants or whatever it was?
Exactly. Oh, and he goes, he's arm wrestling again in this movie, and it also involves a freaking snake again.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to watch this movie even if it's not on here.
So since you all love that movie, I have high hopes you'll love this one too. Sadly, we lost Barbarian David Paul in early 2020, shortly after his 62nd birthday. So rest in peace, David. I only have one request to be added. The 1990 classic starring Jesse the Body Ventura and Sven Olsen, Ole Thorsen, who is the guy that's in all the Arnold movies. Abraxas Guardians of the Universe is the name of the movie.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Glenn's like, nope.
Never
Sounds
heard
like Ice Pirates. I don't want anything to do with
it. No, I'm not saying nope, won't do it. I'm saying nope, no recollection of this thing existing.
He says, I believe this contains just the right amount of superb dialogue and plot to make a great episode.
Jesse the Body Ventura, I'm certain it is superb dialogue.
1990.
Yes.
Tell me all about 9.
It. Yes.
That's
a
low.
Sub 3. Let's do it.
I think we've only done 2 sub 3 movies ever.
An alien, in air quotes, policeman arrives on Earth to apprehend a renegade of his own race who impregnates a woman with a potentially destructive mutant embryo.
Yes.
Watch party.
Let's do it.
And then watch the movie.
So in closing, keep up the tremendous work. Avoid random Chuck Norris dick punches. Crash and burn and Megaforce thumb kisses to you all. Jeff the Trucker, Ninja. P.S. Steven Seagal sucks. Jeff, let's go, buddy.
Crash and burn.
Thanks, Jeff. Man. Good movie recommendation.
That's a great recommendation.
It is.
Abraxas. What was it? Masters of the Universe?
Guardians of the Galaxy
or whatever. Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 5.
Dude, you guys always bring it, man. I seriously appreciate that. I'm excited to see what's coming up. We've got some fun things happening in the upcoming months in November. What's this? Oh, is that the freaking... Oh, dude, the poster even looks cool.
It does. It's
for Abraxas.
Looks pretty
Let's
good.
Let's go, dude.
Sorry.
Oh, please tell me he gets up there and he's like, I ain't got time to bleed.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, just want to say thank you guys for all writing in and for the voicemail. Please utilize the voicemail. Send some stuff out there. We've got some exciting stuff coming up in November and December. We've got a Terminator movie coming up soon. We've got The Net with Sandra Bullock coming up soon, which is what we were recording here tonight. So you hear the same crew on The Net.
I have no opinion of that movie.
Nope. You'll hear that once that episode comes out. And then coming up in December and into January, so we'll be touching, I think we're going to do a whole month or at least four in a row of sequels to movies we've already done. So we're going to see some of those. We're going to come back to some franchises that we've already touched on.
It'll be like end of December, early January, right?
End of December, early January, yeah. Because we're recording those in December and we work a little bit ahead. So we just keep your eyes and ears open, guys. We appreciate you all for listening. Again, the number is 262-757-8567. Leave us a voicemail and we'll have it here on the mailbag along with your emails. Keep those coming as well. And if we didn't get to your email, doesn't mean we're not going to. We'll have more coming up on the next mailbag episode. Just want to say thank you to everybody.
And send us physical mail.
Please.
I was just going to get on top of that with the physical mail thing. Send us Christmas cookies. I'm not saying.
Yeah, if you want to.
What?
I've been cheating on keto, so
ooh.
Go for it.
All right. There you go. P.O. Box 383, Burlington, Wisconsin. Send us whatever you want. I they're the ones that love the physical mail. I have to go get it and open
it up. Make
it
really heavy so he has to carry it.
Whatever. I check that thing like once every 4 months.
We probably have so much
in there.
We
probably have stuff.
They're going to call you and be like,
brick.
We can't add any more in here, sir. Yes,
please come and get your stuff. No, it's all good. But
there's Patreon right now. It's like, wait, they didn't say anything about my mail.
Yeah, I know. Usually they give me a heads up. Hey, I sent you something, and then I go check and stuff. But you know, I guess I should go look.
Yeah,
probably go check
tomorrow.
Don't open it though. Let me open it.
All right,
please.
Fine. Clint, thank you for coming in, man. I appreciate you, dude, going all the way out here just to do a mailbag episode.
I know it's so far
across the alley. We appreciate you, Lauren.
I live in the alley.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence, classing up the joint. Thanks for bringing Ryan.
Yep.
Yep.
We appreciate both of you. And we'll catch you guys in the next mailbag. Have a great one. It's all
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.